All right, it's that time. It's time for Beyond Sight and Sound. Let's do this.
SMW Shooters and Prospectors. What is SMW Shooters and Prospectors?
We at SMW Shooters and Prospectors help people find treasure.
Did you say treasure?
Yes, treasure. Just listen to this amazing review from our happy customer, Jackie Sparrow.
Chocolate ship shape and a pleasure to deal with. I was able to buy everything that I needed at prices that were shillings less than others. I framed my 9 pieces of 8 in no time. Savvy?
I know you're asking yourself, why should I shop at S&W Shooter and Prospectors?
Chuck Smalley has over 45 years of metal detecting experience. He works with each customer one-on-one to customize their setup to match their skill level.
So if you always dreamt of being a pirate, contact Chuck at SNW Shooters and Prospectors, and he'll take a great deal for you.
High passion rum not included.
Caution. Please do not operate motor vehicles or power equipment while under the influence of this show. Listening to this show could cause side effects such as bouts of laughter, violent binges of cabin fever, and even dreams of silver and gold. Please be advised. Now that the fine print is out of the way, on with the show.
All right. We're back. We're live, I think. No, we're back. It is, today is Sunday. Yeah, the 24th. Where is the time going? Time is just flying. Hopefully the audio is working out all right. No link was dropped for the show tonight. My fault. I kind of lost track of time. Either way, we'll explain all of that here in a minute, but let's get Chuck in here. See if we can get this all down pat. All right, we've got Chuck in. So we've got that done, and we got a couple of other characters to bring in,
yeah,
too.
We got a good show coming. We got some of our good friends from the east. Well, not that far east, but from the east. West for you.
Right. I was going to say, confusing me there. Wait a minute. That's west for me. Yeah. So we'll get the guy in himself that stands head and shoulders above everyone, it seems like. How is it going,
hey,
John?
What's up, John?
Doing all right. How are you doing, guys? How are we?
Good.
Good.
And then we'll get Alan in here as well.
Oh, there he
is. Look at that. It's almost like I know what I'm doing.
Almost.
It's scary.
D-man.
It's scary.
Technology. I don't know. Gotta love it. So, I did not get the chance to drop a link tonight. So hopefully everybody is catching us. And tonight we've got some interesting things to talk about because we're going to be talking about the IMDA and the upcoming Chicago Dig Fest. that is this September.
It's happening on September, but it's more than one day this year. We're doing our hunt's going to be September 13th, 14th, and 15th. We're not doing it at the beach like we normally do. We lucked out and we got a chance to use a Boy Scout camp that's been around for 80 plus years. It's 45 acres, never been touched, all virgin ground. It's stunning.
That's quite an area. There's going to be a lot of good finds to be made there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're hoping for sure. Alan, how many areas was there? Do you remember how many there were in total? I know it's 45 acres, but
there was about 22 different campsites for the different Boy Scout groups, and they're spread out all the way around the campground. Then there's another four or five that are actually shut down that'll still be available for everybody to dig at.
And then there's a small, they called it a lake. I call it a pond, but it's been there for a long time. And the guy who was in charge of the campground and the staff, the gentleman that takes care of the grounds, at least he said like 7 years, nobody swam in it. But before that, they probably did, but they're not sure. So we don't know. It's been around, like I said, for 80 years. So I'm sure somebody swam in that thing. And I think he said it was like only 10 feet deep.
10 feet deep is what he told us.
Yeah.
Well, then that brings up a good question. Will water hunting be allowed at this event?
I'm going to tell you what this. Yeah, right. This guy was so cool. You know, when we first met him, I had called initially because, you know, in Illinois, it's different than, you know, most other states. People in Illinois really aren't that open to metal detecting. They just shut down like three suburbs from us here from metal detecting. But I digress. So I called and, you know, it's hard. Like the beaches, we have an inn at the beach. That's not a big deal. But Al and I were really looking hard to do something different. And so we said, let's just start calling some campgrounds. And a lot of them were absolutely not, you know, so on and so forth. And then I lucked out with this, with the campground here. And this guy was, you know, all willing to come and meet us. So we met, we walked and talked, and holy cow, it was, everything was a yes. Everything we asked was, yeah, sure, no problem. It was great. It was great. I felt like we were in Southern Illinois somewhere or somewhere where people allowed you to go and have a good time.
So that was very refreshing.
It was different. Oh. 100%.
Yeah.
You guys live in the city. You get outside of that boundary over the western, down to the southern side, and some of the northern areas, you'll find if you go up and approach them like you guys approach a scout camp, you'll have some good luck. But boy, I'll tell you, the closer you get, like from Rockford, draw a line down and then take that whole quarter section, it's getting tough for you.
Well, yeah. It says the name of the hunt is Chicago Dig Fest. It's never been in Chicago.
Well,
and it's not going to be in the city of Chicago.
Understood.
It's always outside the city.
Right.
But
we only call it.
It's a different world once you get out of the burbs and downstate and throughout the state.
Sure.
A door knock, a handshake, and sometimes you'll be surprised at what you get and get on some streets. And boy, it's a different world.
It is. There are things
to be said for rural Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I was, again, really surprised because when we went up there, I had these reservations, you know, because we've always been, you know, we either have to, and it's easy for Illinois to do this. Chuck does look sharp, though, doesn't he?
There you go.
Digging buddy, he like all that stuff with his vest on. But it's hard. It's you know, it's hard because nobody really wants to give it up this way. And I know I'm not crying or anything about it, but it's a pain in the ass to try to put on a good, you know, a good hunt. And like Chuck said, unless I'm driving an hour and a half south or southwest of the city, it's not going to happen. And this guy was just so lean back. He's so laid back. And, you know, he says, he asked us when we wanted to have the hunt and we told him the dates and he says, oh, that's perfect. There won't be kids here. I'm like, see, that's even better, because where we were initially going, they tried to help us, but I think they tried to help themselves a little bit more financially. It's costing us a lot more to rent this camp. I mean, they're giving us a deal on it. But the other camp was like, there may be people here. We don't know. And that just created a whole new vortex of other issues. But this guy's like, yeah, well, that's perfect, right? Because no kids. There's no like reading a book and then signing the paper. You're not going to talk to kids. And if somebody says something, this is all us. The only people that are going to be there that are associated with the camp is the director, his dad, who's interested in metal detecting, and the guy who runs the place, Mike. And that's it. And the rest of it is us. And we have carte blanche. We can do whatever we want. So it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a good time.
The carte blanche. He's like, whatever you guys want to do, you do. Period.
Nice.
Yeah. And that was really, really hard for Alan and for myself. And I kept looking at Alan and I was like that emoji because my eyes were like so wide. And every time I turned around, I had to keep going, squishing him down because I just couldn't believe how nice this guy was about everything. But, you know, and then it was one hand washes the other. So now in May, we're going to go to their, we're going to do their Boy Scout, like hobby thing. And we're going to show them metal detecting. And then he opened up a couple other places for us that we're not going to announce at all right now, but a couple places that it's a little farther from where we live, but it's absolutely 100% going to be worth it. No doubt in my mind.
Biggest thing in the Midwest.
What's that, Alan?
When we do this, it'll be the biggest hunt in the Midwest.
It's huge.
That's all I'm going to say.
This area is monster.
Everyone will want to be there.
Yeah, it's big.
A lengthy past.
Oh, yeah. I think it started off, to give very little bit of information about it, it started off in 1804. Yeah, 1804. And it continued to, like, 3 years ago. They stopped having people go there.
Is it? Yes.
Okay. But yeah, it started off.
That's a lot of years of activity.
Yeah. And buildings are still standing there from the original. Some of them are falling over. But again, whatever we want, anything we want, he's on it. So it did. It turned into something really nice, you know. So karma. You know, the guy helped us out. We're like, hey, we like doing that anyway. We'll help the kids. We'll show them what's up. And then he's like, hey, I got this other place for you.
Yeah, and that's really nice when it works out that way, to where you're trying to find a place for an event. And in the process, you may wind up lining up places for events for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Janet asked where this is. I'm trying to figure out where is she referring to.
She's probably wondering about where is the Dig Fest in September. Because obviously we're not announcing the property that we were just talking about.
No, that's going to be, So Dig Fest will be in Wadsworth, Illinois. It's about 10 minutes from Great America, maybe 15.
It's about 10 minutes north of Great America, and it's about 10 minutes from the Wisconsin border. Right off the highway. Wow. Can't get lost. If anyone knows the area, there's a big pyramid house that's being rebuilt. Right now it had a fire. It's about 5 minutes north of it.
Man, it's really nice. There's hotels everywhere. There's got to be 50 restaurants plus. You got that mall. You got Great America. What's it called? Gurney Mall.
Gurney Mills.
Gurney Mills Mall. They got about 13 to 18,000 different food vendors in there, for God's sake. Plus all the other restaurants that are around. Alan's working on hotels, correct?
Yes. We will soon, once we get this announced, we will work on getting the hotels and trying to get some discounts for the hotels for the event.
Right.
Nice.
It shouldn't be a problem. There's plenty around there.
Yeah, I would think you guys should be able to find somebody that'll be willing to work with you for a group discount, plus obviously lodging. There should be plenty available.
Speaking of lodging, Alan, why don't you tell them what's going on with lodging with us?
Okay, for this camp, we will have tent camping available. For the two nights that we're there, it'll be $30. If you bring in a camper, it's $30 for the two nights. There is no cabins at this site. They only have tent camping for this one. The next one, when we talked, they do have cabins and everything else. There's no electricity there. There is pumps for water.
Let's leave the other one out of it right now. We don't want to confuse anybody.
Right, we'll confuse people.
So we're going to have a Friday night meet and greet. Then it's all about the
meet and greet. No, you go ahead.
Okay. But it's not M-E-E-T, it's M-E-A-T, because we're going to cook.
We're going to be barbecuing.
We'll be barbecuing food for it.
You guys are doing the cooking?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, actually, John is.
I am. Myself and the vice president, Gene.
Good hash. Trust me. John and his wife can throw good hash. And I'll bet she's standing around behind it somewhere during that saying, get that done.
Yeah. So what we're doing is instead of the typical M-E-E-A-T or E-E-T, we're doing the M-E-A-T because of the food. I thought that was pretty cool. My son-in-law came up with that. But I think it's going to be like around the $15, $20, probably 15. We're going to have burgers, brats, Italian sausages, the breads, the salads. My wife's going to be doing peppers and onions. She'll be doing her peppers and onions. I'm going to make some homemade jardiniere for the sandwiches, and then salads and, drinks, water, soft drinks. We'll talk further about other beverages at a different time. But for now, we're going to stick with water and some soft drinks. So we think it'll be pretty cool to do that for those who are staying Friday. If they're sleeping over, like he said, the tenting and any kind of camper you have, it's come along, pop up, whatever, drivable. It's $30 for the the 3 days that you're there, the two nights. 3 days, very, very comparable to all the other hotels in the area. I think we're way cheaper. There is no electricity there, but if you have to charge something, they're willing to pull out the no beer garden. Well, that's what we'll talk about when we're there, Ohio. I can't say it. I'm live. You can't say it live. We could talk offline. Yeah, we'll talk offline. Anyway. So, like, if you have to charge something, they have no problems with that. There's a guy he'll be on the grounds all day. He lives on the grounds. So, with the tent camping and all that stuff, where was I going with this? I've totally forgotten. I drew a blank. What was I saying? Where was I going with this? I don't know.
You were saying that it didn't matter if you used a tent, a pop-up, drive. It was the same price, basically.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, Friday, thank you. Ohio got me with that beer garden. I just lost everything. I just brain farted. I just brain farted everywhere. Okay, so Friday at 3 o'clock, we're allowing the campers to come in. And you could come in, you could stay, set up, do whatever you want, chill out. There's 6 bonfire areas. We're allowed to use any 2. I told him to limit us to 2. So we're going to do the one closest to the camp area. And then on the meet and greet night, Friday night, we're going to have the bigger one by the lodge. It's a nice long building. It fits about 30 picnic tables comfortably, long ways. You got 4 rows. And it's nice big fire pits. Thank you. Inside. And then there's staff members that'll be there overnight into Saturday. Saturday, we're going to do registration like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And we're hoping, we're pretty good about keeping our times. So we're hoping that our 10:30, we're going to start the hunts. And with these hunts, unlike some hunts or like our own other hunts, we have 3 different hunts. So what we're doing is.
I got to interrupt you. I got a question.
Sure.
Yeah. One of our guys on here, can you bring wine? He's asking.
I just answered, Frank, and we'll discuss that later.
Okay.
You know who it is.
Yeah, yeah. I just told okay. him. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I think so Tony knows somebody.
I see. I just saw who that was. So here's the thing. I'll just say it this way. He, the gentleman who runs the camp said this is a Boy Scout camp. Yep. And Alan and I told him straight up, we can't police 100 and we're going to go 130 people. See how we do with that. And he said, I understand. And I told him that because there's a guy that lives there, if anybody gets out of hand, they will definitely be asked to be dismissed. And he's 100% on with that. He's bending the rules. It's kind of like, I don't see it. I don't know about it kind of a thing. And we don't want to ruin it for everybody. So it's just responsibility is all we're looking for right. on everybody. I can't say no, we can't police everybody. But the fact that he allowed that to happen and bend that rule for us, that's one of the things we were like, this is like, this guy's like a god right now to us.
Because, yeah, so you're kind of like, discretion goes a long way.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, as long as you're not, like Frank, when you guys were over at my house and you got up on my patio table and you started dancing to ABBA, you can't do that there. You got to keep it low key, brother. Bad joke.
Yeah,
sorry.
You got to watch him. He gets kind of wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets kind of wild.
Yeah.
Let me address a question on there. Jason, yes, we will have Mind Lab there. We will have Nocta there, and we've gotten approval as of a few days ago for KG and Ringy, and we may nice. Have corporate from Garrett, maybe.
Right.
We're working on that still.
So
yes, we will have companies there.
Yeah, to go through the list, it's KG and Ringy, Quartered Hoarder, and Dog Tag Doug, Dwight from those two guys from Nocta, three guys from Nocta. Chuck Smalley isn't coming, but I don't know if he's sending somebody because he's too busy going to England. We're going to have American Digger.
I did ask if I could change that, John. So I'm waiting.
Okay.
Oh, did you?
All right, cool.
That's I did awesome. Ask. I don't know if I can. That was booked up on me, and he said, this is the date. So I went, oh, crap.
Well, we can call okay. Ron and set him straight.
Oh, yeah. That never happened. You know that.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, American Digger Magazine will be there. Costas Coins is one of our supporters here and for our club. He's really good. He's going to send one of the guys over and kind of represent that. CRC Coincraft, I don't know if you guys know him. Depending on the girls, he just had twins last year. Wow. Depending on how the girls are, they may be coming. History Digger, if you guys know him, Abba is low-key. Yep. History Digger, yes. Yeah, Rob's coming. He's working on it, actually. And then, of course, our other sponsors, like Sierra and Popeyes, they're donating and everything like that, but they won't be there. And Windy City is also represented as a sponsor, but he's not going to have a table. He's going to be working this year. So we have a lot of people. I mean, a lot of representation. And so I hope, Jason, that answers your question. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I did not realize Chuck was trying to switch his scheduling around. So that
I didn't either.
As well.
We didn't either.
Well, I didn't say anything because I didn't want Alan to get all excited. You know how he gets, John.
Right? I know. I know. But, you know, Frank, you can always come. You can stay at the house. I got that brand new sun porch out there. You could stay there. Three seasons room. We got you. Yeah, so cool. So our hunt, going back to what I was saying, not to bore everybody, but our hunt normally is in threes, right? So what we're doing this year is it's going to be an all-open hunt. And then sometime during the mid-afternoon, maybe about 3 o'clock, we're going to do – so about 2 o'clock, we're going to do a seated hunt, and we're going to do about half of the campground will be seated, half of the camp areas. Because we really want to spread it out, you know. So it'll be nice. People can take their time. And then you don't have to stop. You can keep going. If you don't want to do the seated hunt, you could just keep going into raw detecting, to natural hunting. We're not going to blow a whistle or hit a horn. So if you're done with your seated hunt and you want to continue on, just continue on. It's pretty much just a giant open hunt with a little fun in the middle. And of course, we're going to do Alan's favorite. Go ahead, Alan.
We are going to do a pinpointing hunt that night. Once it gets dark, we'll break for everybody to go out to dinner. There are restaurants galore 10, 15 minutes south. Anything you could want.
You got to watch this pinpointing hunt.
What's that? What'd you say?
Said you got to watch those night pinpointer hunts. They get some crazy people out there sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I got kicked in the face twice by a female from our club. So that's why I got up and started throwing pennies in front of her. So I got even with her on that one.
That was hilarious.
That was the funniest thing. Oh, my God. It was great.
It was. That's yeah. Funny.
It was a good time. Yeah. Oh, and then, go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
And then open hunt. We're going to do more open hunt on Sunday morning, too.
Yeah. But Sunday, we're asking.
Are able to hang around.
Correct.
Sure. Yeah. We're asking people to leave we're asking them to exit before 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
There you go. That's
comfortable. You know,
but if I remember right, too, we're also asking Sunday that anybody that is there, if they see any trash, pick it up, fill in any open holes, whether it was yours or not. Just to keep the place looking nice, neat, and presentable.
Yeah, we're calling
tell them that we would make sure we will fill in the holes. There won't be food trucks, but we will have lunch, and that's included in your ticket price. We're going to be charging the same from last year as $140, but if you pay before June 1st, we're going to charge $130, give a $10 early pay.
Yeah, early bird, yeah. And yeah, so right. Lunch is included, Jason, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, lunch is fully included.
And for those wondering, the flyer for Chicago Dig Fest will drop April 1st, if I am correct.
Well, that's when registration will start.
Right. So, yeah, registration drops the 1st. Actually, you know what? If you want to go ahead and put it on Detecting Sight and Sound when we're done here, I'll go ahead and drop it on Element Metal Detecting and Chicago Dig Fest. Just know that you guys can't sign up until April 1st.
Right. So the flyer may drop sooner than that, but registration will not open until the 1st.
That's correct.
Janet, it's $140, but if you pay before June 1st, you'll only be paying $130. We have an early bird special.
That's
just answering a question that was put on.
If you guys want, anyway, we can probably discuss a little bit about the gold coin raffle.
Yeah, but before we do that, Alan, you only 1 second? Richard, he says, I will have to try and get permission to hunt the base down by the lake. So you cannot hunt Great Lakes Naval Academy or anymore, the base, but Fort Sheridan is now a public housing area, and you can hunt that field. That's like 7 blocks by 10 blocks. It's the parade field. You can hunt there, and you can hunt just southeast of there. They put another section of homes in there. But it's not a base anymore. You don't consider it part of the base. You cannot go on the Fort Sheridan side, and you cannot go on the Great Lakes side. But you can do that field, and that parade field is massive.
And there is another big park just northeast of the base that is a park in North Chicago, and that's legal to hunt.
Very good point.
And then you also have Kenosha and Racine, Wisconsin, just north of there too, where it is also legal. You just can't go into Milwaukee.
Didn't lose nothing in Milwaukee anyway.
No.
Yeah, they just shut down Milwaukee 2 summers ago.
It's getting tough out there.
Yes. Now, what John Starr, what you had asked about, we will have a 1 ounce gold coin that we're going to be raffling off at the event. And it is gorgeous. I think that's even a graded coin, isn't it?
Yeah. It's I think I have a photo, but I can maybe put it up also. I could probably put it up to the camera, but you got to give me a minute to find it. Keep talking. Keep on busy, Alan, while I'm doing that.
Hey, you know, everybody likes eye candy. You know, they especially right now with the price of gold. Maybe while you're trying to find a picture, Alan can tell everybody how much the tickets are.
Yes, the gold for the gold coin, the tickets are $10. Last year's hunt, we had a half-ounce gold coin, and those were still $10 a ticket for those. And we're doing a one-ounce for the same amount this year. And if I remember right, it's an MS-60, if I remember right. But it's been a while since I've seen the coin. And you'll have.
I'm going to mute myself. I'm sorry. I'm going to mute myself real quick. I'm going to call Steve and have him send me a picture.
Okay. And then we'll have everything else with the raffles. Last year, I believe we had 90 some raffle items with machines and just about anything else you can think of. And literally, basically everything at that raffle. Those tickets are 6 for $10. Is that right, John? Yeah. 6 for $10.
That doesn't sound bad at all, actually. I mean, not for everything that's available to potentially win.
Yes. And the other thing you'll see, we keep pretty much on time the entire hunt.
They do a good job. They really do. You hang tough with it. You do.
Yeah, we're pretty strict that we want to keep up with the time frames we set.
And your price of the hunt for what you give out in the hunts and what you put in the ground is really great. I mean, for what you guys put out, I've been to two of their hunts and been phenomenal, Alan and John. So, been good stuff.
I will tell you this before we seed the fields for the seeded hunt. Like this year, we're having the two hunts instead of three. We are doing the same amount of targets in the two hunts that we did last year for the three.
Okay.
Just because we lowered one, we didn't lower the targets. We'll be showing everybody the bags. You'll be shocked when you see how much silver goes in the ground for this hunt.
They put a lot out.
It's
worth it.
Yeah, it's worth your while. It really is. It's going to be a little different where last year we were on the beach and everybody lined up around the hunting area. Mm-hmm. Where this is going to be in and out because it's all in the individual campgrounds, their parade field, their old archery range. It's all spread out. A lot of room to hunt. And besides that, for the open hunt, there's a lot more too. There's another 20, 25 campgrounds inside there for the different packs or troops. Packs for the Cub Scouts, troops for the Boy Scouts. We did go in there and we tested just with the metal detector without digging just to see if there were a lot of targets. And there are targets everywhere, literally everywhere.
Word to the wise, though, you want to make sure you don't wear shorts. There's quite a bit of shrubbery, obviously, between the trees. But I look at it two ways. One, that shrubbery wasn't that big before all the, you know what I mean? They stopped bordering off these places and poison ivy. So make sure you wear pants and long shirts, long sleeve shirt.
Right, here's the point. Calamine lotion in case anybody goes into the trees and sees it.
Looks good.
Here's the gold coin.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, it's MS-69, not MS-60. So it's a little better than I thought it was.
Good-looking coin.
Ain't she pretty, though?
Oh, yeah.
That is phenomenal.
She's pretty. She's going to look great in my drawer when I win it.
And then there is other gold pieces that are going to be in the hunt. We've purchased some already, and we're still looking for some more. So there will be other gold in there. Probably
not that big.
Not that big. But those will be token prizes. So there'll be tokens mixed in with all the coins that are out there also.
Scott, you're funny. Here, I'll hold it for you again. Precious.
Yeah, you're precious.
No. Yeah. I think we covered pretty much everything other than, you know, make sure we're just asking. Last year we had a big issue with the friends and family deal. I just kicked the money back and then you have to send it back to me. Friends and family. I don't know. Do you guys have any questions? I mean, we talked pretty much. Your ears are bleeding, so I'm sure give us a break. Any questions from the gallery?
I had my headphones muted. I'm kidding. Actually, I did have my mic muted, though, because while you guys were showing off the gold coin, I did drop the flyer.
Okay.
So that's it cool. Is on the Beyond Sight and Sound page, the Metal Detecting Beyond Sight and Sound group, my timeline. And for those that are members of the Illinois Metal Detecting Association, the stream is streaming in the group currently.
Okay.
Cool. That's awesome.
We have not even put it up on our site yet for the club members yet.
So I just got a text message that we may have another special guest arriving. I just received it now. I'm probably going to pronounce the last name wrong.
That went through so quick.
What's that? You?
Yeah, the text from the special guest.
Oh, yeah. Mr. D.A. Frank Lupagurlo is trying to see if he could come out and join us. That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Now you're giving out autographs, though.
Maybe I should have him leave like 2 days early. He can swing through Ohio.
It will take him 2 days.
Well, it's something about chartering a plane and then doing a halo drop into the grounds. That's what he says. He's leaving now, he says.
Yeah. Are we walking that you're leaving now?
Well, Florida traffic, it's always a bear.
You're not going through Chicago. You don't have to. You go around.
So let me answer some of these questions I see here. Phil wants to know. It doesn't matter, Phil, because you're going to give him to Shannon anyway. So the seated hunt is going to be surface finds.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, is there other questions here? I just want to make sure if there's any questions, I get them. I mean, God, I talked enough. The pinpointer hunt is pinpoint only. It's at night. So right around dusk, we're not sure what time that'll be for Mr. Hayes, who asked. So you just come up. We're going to put black tape over your light on your pinpointer.
Okay. I was just going to ask that. So it is a lights out pinpointer hunt.
Pinpointer, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Only light's going to be the stars. And then that's it. Your hands in the hopefully the weather's going to be good. Because this is a rain or shine event.
Unless you get some crazy guy that shows up with glowing hair.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there is some guy that does that, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. John's ran into him somewhere.
I met him. He's elusive. He's like Bigfoot. Yeah, it was a good photo. I have my moments. Let's see what else. I think that's it. Yeah, so I think the nice thing is that we're offering the camping, right? Because the hotels are so much. And we could put a lot of tents. We can. It won't limit too much of the hunt area, but for the spot that we have right now, I think maybe we could about 15, 20 tents. And we have about...
No, actually, there's room for more.
Well, you don't want them on top of each other. You did it army style, 6 foot in between.
If we fill up the one area, there's two more areas we can put tents also that will not be hunted. So there's plenty of room for tents if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. And then I think we could fit on the one side where it would be the east side where that they made the pole, you know, where they have their camper park.
By the flagpole.
No, by the, well, not the flagpole.
The shooting range? Over.
No, stop. I'm trying to think. You know where they have their camper parked now, the camper and the boat, and they're going to move it? Okay. Yes. I think we could put like 6 or 8 there, and then we have the flagpole site also. So we have plenty of room. Yes. And, you know, why not make it convenient for people?
Yeah.
Right. Scott, yes, we will be posting hotel rooms and what kind of deals we can get as soon as I start working on that.
Yeah, as they get closer to that.
You got some hotels within 10, 15 minutes of the
place? Oh, yeah. Cool. All along by Great America, right, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Right, as
a matter of fact, 10 minutes. Yeah. One of the guys from our club today, while we were in club and we announced it to our club, he was on his phone on Expedia and he booked the hotel while we were announced it. So, yeah. Oh, if you're a veteran too,
you guys make sure. Don't mess around.
No. No, but you know,
don't mess around.
What's the possibility of a time capsule buried near the flagpole? You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I could always ask the gentleman that's in charge of the campground and see what he says. That's a very good question. I like that. I never thought about that.
Right.
That's a good question.
But then you may also want to look into, you know, if he knows of one being there, maybe they don't want it dug up.
Well, no, of course. You know, I would ask him if there's one, if they ever wanted to find it, of course. You know, we could let ORH take care of that. Let him go have fun.
That'd be right down his alley.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he may not know because of the age of the camp, but they do keep records very well, from what I understand. But like the swimming thing, he wouldn't know. Nobody really writes that down, but I'm sure they have records of something somewhere. They have actually have the original map of the place in black and white from when it first became the camp. So that was pretty
good. Year did it become a camp again, John? Do you know?
It's 80 years old. This year it's 81 years old. So if I do my math right, I don't know. I'm terrible at math. I don't know. Let's see, 81?
About 40.
Somebody out here.
He's going, it's old.
It's old. It's older than me.
It's old, but it's younger than I am.
40s. Early 40s.
Yeah, about 44, 45.
Yeah, 1944, I believe.
Well, yeah. There should be some silver to be had. You'll find some mercs. Might even get a pepper or two.
Yeah, I mean, on top of everything that they're seeding, there's going to be plenty of natural finds to be made by people as well. You know that. And cool, in the terms cool of...
Like right, and that kind of stuff, and Boy Scout rings. My gosh!
So, yeah. And then with you guys doing the seated hunts, are these going to be done like they have been previously, where total transparency, people can see what is being seated?
Oh, absolutely.
Or what actually, is going to be
seated? Yeah, actually, we have these. These are the bags that we use. We're doing it in quadrants. So for every campsite, we're splitting it in half. So this is just an example. We use these, they're a little bit more than a quart size bag. And then it'll be marked like, there'll be like 6 or 8, depending upon how big the campsite is. So it'll be like brown fox. It'll be like 104. So then when you go there, we already know it's gridded in 4. This is grid 1, so I'm going to stay in grid 1, and I'm going to start tossing. And there may be, there may be coins on top of one another. Who knows?
And we'll have those bags on display for everybody.
Absolutely, like we do every year.
Yes.
Right. So just like the previous hunts, then.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So, kind of then, if somebody sees that maybe one bag strikes their fancy over another, they can look and go, "Okay, well, I want to go to, you know, this area."
No.
Every bag will have the exact same as the other bags. So every area will have the exact same amount of coins.
Equal opportunity.
Yes.
Yes. Coins, everything, like he said. And it also goes for tokens.
That's what I was just going to. Each bag will have the same amount of tokens, the same amount of silver, the same amount of everything. Will be the same in every single one of the bags. What we're looking at now is 8 different bags full, like those.
Per section of each one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then you guys will also have token finds out there that correlate to prices.
Yeah, those tokens will be in those bags also.
I think we're doing 82 tokens again this year for 82 different prizes, various prizes. Some of the prizes will be just a variety. So, you know, we base our stuff on, because we're not a 501c3. We're a 501c7, so we're only able to get some sorts of discounts. C3 obviously is, you know, tax free, and people just throw up stuff at you. Mm-hmm. C7 is,
oh yeah,
it's kind of like being a tennis club or a golf club. So everything, we're self funded, our club. So everything that comes into our club goes back into our club. Well, we have bake sales and the bake auctions and stuff. We have enhanced and non-enhanced. So all the money that we earn goes back into our club. So that's kind of like the difference. So when you go to the store to try to get stuff like, hey, can you help us out? 99% of the time they'll say no, but they'll give you a greater discount than if it was on sale originally. So we still consider them a sponsor, like Sierra. Sierra gave us some really cool camping stuff, hiking stuff, fishing stuff.
Cool.
Bass Pro Shops. Nice. They squeezed their quarters so hard the eagle poops in their pocket. They donated. They gave us a great big discount on gift cards and fishing rods, which somebody got really upset about. I think it was 2 months ago. I don't understand why, but. And lures and all different kinds of stuff. So we try to get a variety. I know everybody likes to get metal detectors, but really, how many metal detectors do you really need? And I mean, I like 2 or 3, but I don't need 15. You know what I mean? But we have that too. We have that too. We have those too. But we like to mix it up. We like to be different. We want to be different. We want to have different things.
Well, that's,
so we're working on that kind of stuff. Yeah,
makes your guy sound so unique.
Well, we like to think so. We had one guy complain that it took too long to go through the 80 token, the 80 raffle prizes and tickets that we had for the tokens. Well, it wasn't really the tokens; it was the raffle tickets. He thought 45 minutes was too long. So
that's not bad for that many.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad at all. You guys had to have been zipping through them.
Oh, we were flying through them very, very fast as we could.
Right.
Calling two at a time. John was calling a ticket. Then as soon as he'd do his number and somebody got it, I'd be doing one. As soon as they say they have that one, then John's doing the next one. And we were going through them very, very fast.
Yeah, that's definitely enough to keep you guys hopping. Looks like Rich Kruckmeyer is asking, so when is this exactly? I dropped a flyer on the Beyond Sight and Sound page. It's September 12th to the 15th.
13th, 14th.
13th through 15th.
Or, yeah, 13th through the 15th.
Yes.
That's all right. I can go back and fix that after the show.
Okay. So you don't have to be a member of Illinois Metal Detecting Association because it's sponsored by Illinois IMDA. Illinois Metal Detecting Association. It's sponsored by our club, but it's just Chicago Dick Fest. It's its own entity. And somebody messaged me anonymously the other day because it's in a different place and it's not technically in Chicago. Somebody, I didn't tell Alan this yet, but somebody mentioned in an anonymous message that we're trying to be like Dick Stock. We're not trying to be Dick Stock. We're trying to spread it around. We're staying in Illinois. We may go to Wisconsin once or twice, but we are who we are. We're our own people, and that's just the way it is. I don't want to be Dick Stock.
No.
I don't want to be Dick Stock. And I'm nothing against those guys. I know I was close to one of the guys that left. I would say his name, but you probably wouldn't know who he was. We became really good friends. We're still friends. We still talk. He left because there were some issues going on, and I don't want to be Dick Stock. I never did. Alan doesn't want to either.
No.
I'm happy with 130 to 150 people. That's all I need.
People have got to realize it's not, you're not trying to imitate. You guys are just trying to do your own thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's going to be double Go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry.
I don't know where that person got the idea you're trying to be Digstock. I mean, you got a bunch of clubs in the Midwest here that do hunts yearly, every other year, or when they can, and they do great hunts. Digstock bounces around. They're their own entity. Don't know where the money goes. That kind of stuff. They don't explain it well. You guys do a good job. With every dime in goes out, you're on a real up and up hunt.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I've been to many hunts. Let me tell you, some were just disasters, and others were fantastic. And yours is on the upper half of the list.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
And that's a good thing because that shows you're doing it right.
And you even got Landau as your partner over there in crime. Yeah. God, my.
Well, listen, you know what's bad? You know what's bad? They say you're supposed to find an equal opposite person. We're the same. We're both freaking stubborn.
Oh, you think? I think I've seen that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Many times we killed each other in our own heads.
Yeah.
No, but it's my buddy.
Over what we're putting in the ground.
Oh, runs you around, and she's back at the house, or she's at the house.
She's at the house right now. Yeah,
I know who's out there. Big charge, there's no doubt about it. Good gal. Good gal. And hell,
She's wicked. Good for real, for real. Yeah.
Yeah, we get into it all the time on what we're putting in the ground and what we don't want to use. And
so here we go. Okay, so now we have people. I don't know how many people we have in the chat. We have Chuck. We have Josh. Let me ask this question. There's a debate Alan and I are having. Well, Alan and another member of our club are having. Another person on the staff. I'm in the middle. Okay. I'm Switzerland on this one. Here's the question.
All right.
In a seated hunt, what is your thoughts about older wheat pennies?
And everybody that's on listening, please state your comments.
Yeah, that's what I said. So you don't even listen. He's not even listening.
I just want to make sure they put there besides Chuck and
okay.
That.
I'll tell you what. I put wheats out in some of the hunts I've had. Older ones, generally from 30s back, okay? And people love them. And maybe a few Indians mixed in, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then throw nickels, buffalo, and V's in, maybe whatever else you get your hands on, and a few type coins. That's what you run into. Why not have it there? If you want to go out and just look for the silver and cherry pick, you can go run around and cherry pick. But, some of those Wheaties are pretty nice to have too. I don't mind digging wheats and Indians and the other coins in a hunt at all.
I agree 100%. Right.
And sometimes it can be nice filler coins in the hunt. And like Chuck said, if they're just mainly interested in silver, they can go around and cherry pick the silver if they want.
Thank you.
But,
Thank you.
You know, they may
if you're watching
themselves a prize.
I'm sorry, Chuck. What did you say?
Watch the comments. There's a lot of people.
I am sick of wheats also. I agree.
Oh, yeah, that, he's cherry picking the answers that he wants.
You know what I'm going to tell him?
Hey, tell him, Chuck.
Alan, quit your whining. Quit your whining. No, that's
well,
all.
You part know, of some,
I dig them up.
Sometimes you don't always get the answer you want.
No, I dig them in the field all the time. You know, anymore, our detectors are so good. If you got a particular number, you generally pretty well or sound or both know pretty close to, oh, I think that's a wheat. Ooh, that's an Indian head. Ooh, that's got to be. Over, but right. You know, once in a while, I pulled a wheat up and had a damn silver with it, and I never heard that silver because of that. So you know
absolutely.
What?
And that's why I don't complain about wheat pennies because they let you know the silver
Indians.
In the area.
Put them V nickels and buffs out. That is metal detecting. Throw a couple of rings in there.
Okay, Dennis.
Scott, hey, Scott, I'm a McClurry. My buddy Scott says if you paint the pennies different colors, so we do the red, white, and blue hunt. That's something that we do, but we do it in the sand. But that's a good idea, Scott. Yeah, in our club hunts, yeah. Well, yeah, right. We do that in the sand a lot. But yeah, that's what we do. That's a good idea, but I don't know if we want to do that as a seated hunt. Because people then will just walk over. So, you know, hey, listen, I don't have a problem having a penny. If you give me 3 cents or 8 cents for a penny, I'll give you pennies all day long, brother. Right? I mean, right. I, you know, yeah. That's just
me. I mean, if people want to give me 3 or 8 cents for a penny, I'll break out the rolls of wheat that I've found.
I'll give everyone I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all part of the game. Absolutely. That's all part of the hunt. And dig wheats and you get stuck with zinkelins, and of course, as Frank says, buildings, and it's all part of it. And so, there's some wheats out there, as long as you're not throwing zinkelins out there and that kind of stuff, because they ring in a lot of times almost in the range that your Indians do. That kind of stuff. Hey, early wheats, they're all right.
Okay,
yeah,
they're all right.
Thank you all for responding.
Thank you all for settling this, because it's been months and months of discussions.
Actually, a couple of years. Yeah.
Are you giving John headaches, Alan? He's rubbing.
I don't know that anything is necessarily settled.
No,
but you got people telling you, you know,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm watching every comment as it comes up.
Mm-hmm. And you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna go one for me, one for the other guy, one for me, one for the other guy, one for me.
Yep.
Oh, I missed three from the other guy. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And okay, he'll go, well, there were 30 people that said it was okay, but there were 32 that said it wasn't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Barb. You know what? Barb's got one there where she says you went to a seated hunt, they seated clad. If they're clad dollars. Ikes, halves, I'll dig those. I'll bend over for a buck all day long.
Sure. But no, we don't use clad.
Yeah, okay, to stick up for Alan, and I'm going to here.
Write this down, Alan.
I'm
recording it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. We're tossing the seeded. Seeded is tossing, Shannon. Shannon, the seeded is tossing. It's like seeds you're tossing. We try to stay silver. That's going to also that's also sort of separates us from some of the other clubs that don't do all silver. But and I get that, and that's another thing that's kind of other clubs do that too. But for us, it separates in our mind. It separates us from those that don't do that. But with the weedy thing, I'm for it and I'm not, because I don't hunt it. I don't hunt. When we do our stuff, I don't hunt. If somebody has it in a hunt, I don't mind doing it. It doesn't bother me because, like Chuck said, I could walk over it or I could pick it up. It's on me.
Well, right? And especially like if it's in the respect of, say, last year, you guys had the idea for the 100-year hunt.
Right.
No, that was a cool idea, I thought.
And what that was for everybody listening, every coin that was in that hunt, our relic was over 100 years old. Yeah. Every single thing in that hunt was over 100 years old. And we were prepared to do that this year, but we're not going to do it because we're only doing the two hunts. So we're not going to do the 100 year this year. We may go back to it later.
So, Scott, we're asking the staff guy that does the grounds, the groundskeeper / security guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scott asked the question. So we're asking him to do whatever, you know, mow whenever he mows, and then try to schedule it, you know, maybe 5 or 6 days prior, not to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Prior to our coming out there. So the grass will be higher. The shrubs are going to be a son of a gun, but I'm telling you, you could see paths in those shrubs, and you can see them. And I was telling Alan, I was like, he says, I don't know if people are going to go in there. And I'm like, I wouldn't not go in there. I mean, other than poison ivy, but you know, you put your You put your flannel shirt on and you go in. You just watch what you touch. But
right.
Everybody's different, right? So you just got to make sure everybody's safe. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Make sure everybody's safe. And, you know, everybody hunts differently. So you can't just base it off of what you feel. Also for our hunt, there's these little, like, he called them pagodas, but they were like three-quarter buildings. So it was like a, like somebody made an A-frame house and just took one of the walls out.
Adirondack.
Adirondack. He called it a pagoda. I said that's a building, a rest area. So there's three of those. So on every one of those, we're going to have, everyone's going to have a case to two cases of water. We're going to have a full med kit there. We're going to have bug spray, poison ivy stuff, and a walkie-talkie. So if anybody gets hurt, injured, or needs assistance, we're going to be ready for everything. So we're trying to cover all the bases with that. And my daughter,
vehicles in through all those places also.
Yeah. My daughter-in-law is going to be there. She's a nurse. And then I think we have another physician, but I don't remember what type of physician he is in our club that's going to be there also. So we're trying to make sure all our bases are covered with everything. But I wanted to mention that before, but I didn't. But I'm glad I did. So we try to make sure everybody.
That's absolutely a good point to bring up. And we also want to make sure, too, to let everybody know, don't just go running off just yet, because we do have an announcement about a silver giveaway, too.
Yeah. You announce it, and then I don't have my cotton gloves, but I'm just going to be gentle and just touch the sides. You go ahead, Josh, and you make the announcement.
Oh, okay. Well, then I've got to bring my calendar back up again. Let's see here. The registration for Chicago Dig Fest opens April 1st. So how about we let people get entered into this? I'll take entries up to April 1st and announce the winner April 3rd, which would be a Wednesday. Okay. And they must be listening live, and they must have a mailing address in the lower 48. And if they come back after the stream, leave the comment, Chicago Dig Fest 24, they will have themselves in there running for a very nice, very nice
one-ounce round
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 ounce buffalo.
Yeah.
That's sharp. That shows up very well on the camera, too. Man, that's sharp.
Looks good.
I feel like I'm Jeff Kokoska on QVC or on the Coin Channel.
Right.
You guys know who that is?
Sharp. I like
in
that.
In your own possession for $59.99.
Yeah. I bought 6,000 of these because they said it was crap. Well, you can have it for $69.99. Yeah. So just know that this giveaway is not because we're promoting. Hand model, exactly. I bite my nails, though. I've been trying to give this away from our club for the past, 7 months, but just stuff has been happening that I haven't been on, and I've been able to be on to do it. So it's not like trying to hook you guys in, just being honest. I'd rather be honest.
We've been trying to get to this for a while, and we figured, hey, tonight's a perfect night to announce that and let that run. So, all people have to do is come back to the stream here on YouTube, and you can find it on the Beyond Sight and Sound YouTube channel. Click on live. You'll find the stream that says 3/24/24 IMDA Chicago Dig Fest and Silver Giveaway, and leave the comment Chicago Dig Fest 24, and I'll let that run until the first, and I'll go ahead and run a random comment picker on that. We'll announce that winner live April 3rd. And they must have an address, mailing address, in the lower 48.
Ian, that's funny. I like that. That's funny. This is just fast forward to give it to Shannon. Yeah. That's funny.
I don't know that anybody just gives it to her. She just takes it.
Well, you know. And have you seen her post? She says, look what we found. And then she takes it from them. I love it.
Yep. Right? Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Ten of white knuckles. Cool.
They do good, though. They do.
They do.
They have a good time.
Oh, for sure. They're great people. I'm sorry. I think they're fantastic. I just wish there was a way that I could, they didn't live so far, and hook up with them and do some hunting.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll see them I'll see them in the central hunt, central Illinois.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah, McGlory, you're right.
Yeah. That's what my dog says, too. What's it? What's yours is mine, is what's mine is mine.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's the truth. Absolutely.
And I'm sure moving forward, if there is any other news about DigFest, we're always more than happy to share it here for you guys. More than happy to help promote it. And people are going to have to look real close at the flyer. They do have sponsors showing on the flyer. You know, Mindlab, Nokta. It was very cool the way whoever did that with those being transparencies.
John did. He did a very good job with it.
Well, thank you.
Nice.
I like the one that's right in the lower middle. I think that one came out really nice too. Well, I was kind of concerned about yours with the on sight and sound. I didn't think that was going to come up. We got Chuck's in there too. Chuck, you never got back to me, but I put you in there.
I talked to Alan. I talked to you. We'll figure it out together.
Yeah, you don't really have a symbol. It's just the name. So that's what I did.
Or wrong side, folks. Anyway, S&W. Yeah. Computers and
Process. That's what I put. No, I put S&W. What the? I'll have to fix that. I can fix it right now.
It's okay.
Fix it. I can fix it. Well, I'm going to fix it. I'll fix it.
There you go.
No, I'm gonna
To swap the image out myself.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it right now. Watch how fast this gets fixed.
Well, I am going
to. So I guess if there's any revisions, you'll have to send me those revisions.
I will. I'll do it.
There will be more announcements coming on DigFest.
And I'm going to change the date.
And no, the date won't change, but as things we're going to add for prizes in the hunt, there'll be updates.
No, I'm going to try to change my date.
Okay, great.
Right.
No promise.
And I believe I heard maybe that is not ready to be announced yet, but there was some rumor about another event at DigFest. So people may want to stay tuned. I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I know nothing.
Yeah, that may be happening.
Yes. There may be other things coming for the event. We just don't know at this point.
Have to wait for confirmation.
Yes.
Right. But that's kind of the good thing. I mean, when you're running two shows a week, it's easy to get information out fast, or at least as fast as we can. Either way, it should be a good time. And I know you both of you had mentioned at the beginning of the show that you had mentioned the number 130. Is that the cap for
attendance? Maybe 150 might be the cap.
Attendance?
Yeah.
130 to 150.
We're shooting for, if we can get 130, we're going to be happy. Will we stop at 150? No. Will we let people in? Absolutely. I'm kind of like, you know, you get it on the back end if you got it, kind of a person.
Right. So you're kind of going. Oh, go ahead, Alan.
If we raise it to 150, we'll be picking up more silver for it.
Of course.
Be adding more targets.
Okay. Well, that's cool, too, then. And at this point, I'm sure that you guys probably don't really know. How much are we looking at seeding?
The last count, I believe, was 5,200 targets for the two hunts, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
That's our last count, or is that last total? Is that what we told
you? Last total. The last total.
Wow. Still, that's a lot. So it's feasibly possible that you know, everybody's coming home with something.
If you don't, you're going to get out and hunt.
Right, yeah. Yeah, whether it's natural or seeded. That's right.
You got to get out and hunt.
Odds are good. You're going to find something.
And there's going to be plenty there. And in the open hunt, there's tons out there. Right. Every two steps you got moved, there were targets.
Right. You just got to be lucky enough to get your coil over it. I mean,
no, I don't think you can disappear everywhere.
Yeah, it's not the fault of the IMDA if you don't find anything.
Yes.
You got to get your coil over it.
And in the seeded hunts, if you can't find it there, you're never going to find it anywhere.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. If you can't find it there,
somebody turned your machine off.
Yes.
Exactly. So I don't know if I was kind of like turned off for a second for some reason. I didn't hear Alan. But just so we're basing our hunt at 130. If we get 140, we're going to increase. If we got 150, we're going to increase the targets. But right now, we're basing our hunt at 130, and that's what we're buying for at this time.
Good.
If we get less than 130, it stays at 130. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it looks like I'm seeing a number of people in the chat saying that they're going.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I'm going to hold every one of them to it.
So everybody who's watching, Chicago Dig Fest. And we will have hats available and t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Merchandise and swag.
Yeah,
nice. Nice. I like the way that looks. That's sharp. Looks good. And obviously, as we've seen from the other hunts, it's always ran smoothly. It's been done well. That's why we continue to promote it. And I'm sure that this one will be no different.
We try to.
And it is a lot of work, which I suppose that's another thing. Maybe you want to mention kind of everybody behind the scenes that helps pull it together.
You're breaking up really bad. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You said everybody that pulls the hunt together. We have a board of directors in our club, and everybody does their part.
Okay. You have a good group. You really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
We try. We're trying to be, we're trying to stand out. We're trying to be a little different. You know, we've only been around for 3 years, and you got to make a name for yourself. So it's kind of like, you don't have a choice. You got to go guns run, what's it called? Guns blaring or whatever. I can't even think right now. I'm very
guns
upset.
Blazing?
Guns blazing. I messed up on Chuck's thing and it really upsets me right now. So I'm trying to fix that. I fixed it. I'm sending it to you right now, sir.
Wow. That is fast. You're seeing it done real time.
Yeah,
it didn't concern me too bad at all.
Well, no, it's my bad. I messed that one up, and I don't like to make a lot of mistakes.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't either. I try not to hear myself.
Josh, there's a question for you on there.
Oh,
Jason Ware is asking Josh, are you going to go live from the hunt with metal detecting beyond sight and sound?
Good question. I was going to talk to him about coming down.
We've been trying.
We've tried to get him in the last 2 years. So, Josh, you got an answer for Jason?
I've heard that from a few people, and actually John and I was speaking about this the other day. I've had some things that have come up on my radar that I really wasn't planning to have come up on my radar that not quite ready to share that with everybody yet, but we'll have to see. I got some things that I've got to get straightened out, and then I can see what sort of a position I'm in to be able to try and pull that off. I mean, if we can make it, we'd love to, but I've also got to see those dates fall very close to the time that I would normally be having a infusion. And I can't skip those, unfortunately. Right. because they schedule them 6 months out. But as long as it doesn't conflict with that, and I can figure out logistically how to pull it off, I'm sure that we would love to try and be able to either do a live from the meet and greet or from the campground. I mean, obviously that all depends, you know, reception as to whether or not we could even do anything like that. But
you can always do an almost live. They did that at Saturday Night Live when I was growing up. Almost live, because they had an issue.
Oh yeah, that's true too. That. Yeah, could just record it and say, "Well, we're almost live," and then post it after the fact. But yeah, that is something that we have been giving some thought to, because previously there were obligations for I&I 24, but that all got postponed. So it did kind of open my schedule up, but then, like I said, I got hit with this other bomb that I'll be finding out a little more information about that Tuesday. So as we move forward, I may be able to have a more defined answer for people. I know it's not the answer they want to hear, and it seems vague and ambiguous, but that's just how it is right now.
But you can't say and that addicted me on live chats, right? I mean, that's what you're getting done. No.
Well,
I wasn't supposed to say that to anybody. I'm sorry.
Well, that's
your private call, John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I guess, you know, since the cat's out of the bag now, we'll. I just got to see what's being done. I feel kind of like the $6 million man here. They're saying we have the technology, we can rebuild him. It was a bad cheese grating accident, but we're trying to move on and get over it.
That's funny. You know?
They're giving me a group discount for therapy.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. You're crazy.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to be. You got to be. You just got to roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, I was only teasing. I don't mean to be like that. You've kind of walked into that one, so I had to.
John, you do know his wife is making comments on there, too. She hasn't said anything about yours yet.
Oh, well, maybe she didn't hear it.
Yes, she has. Yes, she has. I saw that.
What did she say?
I saw that.
She says yes, if possible, that they're calling. Well, not about what you said.
Maybe she's talking about the event. We'll go with that.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That's just the kind of guy I am. You ain't got to kick me when I'm down. I'll do it myself.
That's funny.
Oh
my goodness.
That's good stuff. That's good entertainment. Oh. That's the way it goes. Definitely. Either way, though, yes, it would be something I would entertain as long as I can do it without any scheduling conflict, and hopefully after everything is said and done and there's no schedule conflict, then it's just logistically figuring out everything, and then we'll see what we can make happen.
Cool. That'd be awesome. Yeah, we'd really... We've been trying to get you to come off for years. Well, the past 2 years, 3 years. So you got to give in once in a while.
Right.
I'll work on him.
And you know, you said yourself, he's a hard guy to find.
And actually, yeah. I think it's about the same distance from where you're at to where they're going to be as it was to Galesburg almost.
Oh, okay. All right.
Instead of staying westbound, you'll have to swing north.
Ah, okay.
Out of Indiana into Illinois, figure out. I don't know if it'd be better to swing by and try and get. Might run you too far west going to 39 and up.
No, you go 294 around the city.
Yeah, go around the city. Don't go through the city.
Well, 39 goes way west of that yet, even.
That's way too far west, though.
That's too far west.
Unless he comes right to pick you up first.
Well, that probably ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that's way...
Hey, that's sounds on the river. Like
that's... Yeah. Well, and besides that, you know, Chuck's going, you know, I value self-preservation. I don't think I want you picking me up.
He's behind the steering wheel.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Just saying.
Just saying. Yeah.
Right. No. Yep. Just saying. So, yeah, I think we've pretty much got everything covered. Just everybody that is trying to enter the Total Solar Eclipse giveaway, that contest is still running. Leave the comment over on that stream, 2024 Total Solar Eclipse, whether you want the round or rectangular keychain. After this stream, leave the comment, Chicago Dig Fest 24, to get yourself in the running for a very... very sharp looking 1 ounce buffalo round. That thing is nice. You guys have got some pretty good pieces.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to be, you know, find the good stuff. Gotta look good, right? Look
right
good to feel good.
And
yeah.
Yep. And that is obviously courtesy of the Illinois Metal Detecting Association and all the great gang over there. Very much appreciated. And I don't think I have the link for the group in the description tonight, but the group is tagged in the flyer. So I did get that.
Yeah. Okay. I gave you the new
although
one.
Although it's
just have the new one right now.
Yeah. I did see that come in. I haven't tried to change that yet, though, but I will change that as soon as
no
we
problem
get out of here, basically. So I guess do you or Alan have anything to add, John?
I just wanted to leave everybody with this. I thought about this that when I was in Iraq, every day somebody had to come up with something to say, and this is what Mike's saying. I'm going to say this to everybody else here. A good friendship is like pissing your pants. Everybody notices it, but only you feel the warmth. Good night, everybody. It was a pleasure.
Oh, God, John.
Alan, all I'm going to say
with him, buddy.
All I'm going to say is keep watching for updates. We will be adding much, much more to this hunt, and there'll be more. And John will enlighten us with more comments later.
I'm sure he will.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you. You guys have a
good
great evening.
Good night, everybody.
We'll have a good week.
Thank you. For
thank you again,
us
everybody. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for taking the time to be on there, both John Ramoska and Alan Landau from the Illinois Metal Detecting Association. Very, very cool. Very
good
cool.
Good guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are a pair of characters, but they are. They're good guys. Actually, you'll be seeing Alan the end of July, I believe.
Yeah, we're headed up to Alaska. He's part of the Alaska crew this summer, and I was going to throw out there he needs to find a couple good sized nuggets. He could probably put one out and hunt when he gets back. I'm sure he won't.
That would be working under the pretense that he would actually want to give one up.
That's right.
So
that
but who knows?
That's right. So, good guys.
Right.
Crew run. Great hunt.
All
they
right.
Really do.
Well,
go. Go, go, go. Go to it. And I'll get out of here, sir, and let you get going. Thanks for having me on with the boys from Chicago area. So, thanks, right, sir. Everybody have a great week.
Chicago, any outlying area.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for dropping in there with us, Chuck. You have a wonderful night, sir. All right. So for everyone else, obviously, like I said, if you're looking to get entered for the Solar Eclipse giveaway, that is back on the last stream. Welcome to Spring and Solar Eclipse giveaway. Leave the comment, 2024 Total Solar Eclipse. and whether or not you want the round or rectangular keychain, you can see the post up on the Beyond Sight and Sound page on Facebook. Actually, it may even be in the Central Illinois Facebook group. And then tonight, if you would like to get yourself in the running for a 1 ounce silver buffalo round, come back to this stream after the stream is ended. Leave the comment, Chicago Dig Fest 24, and that will get you in the running for the 1 ounce silver buffalo round. Must have a mailing address in the lower 48 states, and we'll take entries for that up to April 1st. That's when registration opens for Dig Fest, and we will announce the winner April 3rd. Must be listening live to win. We're out of here, folks.
We sure are glad you found us here tonight. Thanks for dropping by and joining in. If you like metal detecting, treasure hunting, gold prospecting, or even entertaining discussion, check us out Wednesdays and Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite podcast distribution services.